We want to thank you today for joining us at Truth Chapel's podcast. I pray this word would bring you life. I pray that it would edify you, encourage you, and enlighten you. If you have a moment, please subscribe and leave us a review. We will be so grateful. God bless, and let this word speak to your heart.
But I do feel a word in my spirit. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, I'll begin reading in verse 1. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 2, I'm sorry, 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. If you have it, just shout, "I got it." Amen. If you don't have it, we got it for you on the screen. It says, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, and hypocrisies, envies, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so, be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You also are lively stones, are built up," somebody say built up, "a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore, also, as it is contained in the scriptures, behold, I lay in Zion a chief corner stone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him that hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Amen. And this morning, if you'll let me preach just for a little bit, I'm going to have to ask permission to preach this kind of message. But I want to preach for you today on this subject, built different. Amen. Built different. Can we pray together? Lord, we love you so much. And we're so thankful for the honor to be in your presence and to hear your word and to be a part of what you're doing in this service. Lives have already been touched, but God, you're about to seal it with that word. The seed is about to fall upon ground that has been tilled up through the praise and through the worship. And God, I pray today that we would not just be hearers of that word, but doers of that word also. And Lord, we'll be so careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And someone shout in Jesus' name. Come on, shout it again in Jesus' name. Clap your hands to the Lord, and you may be seated in his presence. Look at somebody close to you and tell them, "I'm built different." Amen. To our online family, those that may be watching online today, we love you so much, and we're so glad that you have chosen to join us and watch with us today, and we're so thankful. I know that you're enjoying it from home, but it feels good in the room. Wish you were here, and can't wait to see you in the church. Said amen. We have a saying in today's time. It's a kind of a newer thing, probably the last couple years, maybe. It's just a little saying that we say when you see somebody do something extravagant or supernatural or just kind of crazy, we say to one another, "Oh, he's built different," or "she built different," "he built different." When people do something extraordinary or kind of out of the normal or the mundane, it's kind of a saying that we say. It's kind of a vernacular, a slang that we use in today's society, where we say to someone, "Oh, they built different." If you're into sports, then you probably heard this quite a bit over the last couple of years, this saying, "Oh, he's built different." He's him. Him. That's my next message. He's him. Jesus is him. Amen. I am that I am. He's him. But that's another message, okay. But, you know, you hear those things. We're watching LeBron James play right now. He's like 57 years old, and I'm just playing. He's 62 years old, and LeBron James is old. He's like 85 years old. He's playing, in the NBA finals, and he's just doing stuff that no 39-year-old man, because really how old he is, no 39-year-old man should be able to do. Just, I'm 45, but I remember when I was 39, I can't do that. No, I tried. And you know what? You know, I thought I was playing good. And then the next morning, my body told me what was good. Nay, nay. Yeah. You ever use a muscle that you didn't know you had? You just activated a muscle that you didn't even know was in your body. And you're like, why am I hurting there? You get on WebMD, start looking up stuff before you're done, you got cancer. You're touching yourself in places like, what muscle is that? The fibula, the tibula? What the meniscus? What is this? Go to the doctor and say, doctor, I'm hurting. Where? Just point to a place, doc. It's all over. You ever sneeze wrong? Oh, those that are over 40, you know what I'm talking about. When you feel a sneeze coming on, you gotta like brace yourself, you know what I'm saying? Brace yourself, fool. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get yourself right to sneeze. Because you sneeze, you're not paying attention, you throw your whole neck out. You be looking left for 2 days. What's over there? Nothing. I just can't look over there. What happened? I sneezed. You ever been down to pick something up and then you just stayed down there? You ever been like limping and somebody say, hey, what happened? Man, I just got out of bed this morning. I just got out of bed and just missed that first step. And now I'm limping. I need a cane. And look, some of y'all not laughing because you're hurting right now. And you can't tell us, you can't tell nobody in this room why you're hurting. You're just hurting. Your hip is out. And you don't know why your hip is out. Your hip went on vacation. And you don't even know why you did it. You ain't got no good excuse for why you're hurting the way you're hurting. You ain't do nothing yesterday. You were chilling at home all day long. You ever sit down too long? I'm hurting. Why you hurting? I just been sitting around too long. That's it. I was just sitting. Just sat wrong. Slept wrong. You ever fall asleep on your arm? You wake up and your arm is just divorced your body. They're not talking no more. And you just can't get it to do anything you wanted to do. And you start just having all kind of imaginations that, yep, I'm having a stroke. When I was younger, you know, stuff would hurt. And you'd be like, oh, I'm just hurting, you know, because I'm hurting. But now when you're hurting, you're like, yeah, I'm dying. This is it. I'm coming, Elizabeth. You got to be old. Know what that is right there. You got to be old. Coming. The big one. We're watching these guys do this stuff, and when we see them do these kind of things, like, man, they just built different. You know, you watch Tom Brady playing. He retired, went back to the Buccaneers. It was like, whatever. He won a ring there. It's just like, man, he built different. I don't know if you keep up with golf, but I do. Scottie Scheffler just beating the brakes off everybody right now for no reason. Just beating the brakes off everybody. He just built different. He winning back-to-back. That's crazy in golf. When you winning back-to-back in golf, that's just wild. No one does that. He's doing it right now. In the last 5 games he's played, he's won 4 of them. That's ridiculous. No one's ever really achieved this kind of stuff. So you're watching people like, man, they just built different. But I want to preach today that God has built us different. First Peter chapter 2, he's going to tell us how we built. He said, first of all, we got to lay aside all of our malice and all of our guile, all of our hypocrisies, envyings, and evil speakings. That's the whole message right there. Got to lay it down. Lay it aside. The Bible says to lay aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset us. Some stuff sin, some stuff weight. But all needs to be laid down. He said as a newborn baby, we should desire, just like a baby desires the milk, we should desire the milk of the word that we may grow thereby. Somebody say, we grow by the word. Oh, hallelujah. You don't grow by a song. You don't grow by a shout. You don't grow by a feeling. You grow, you mature through the word of God. You got to have the word of God in your life. Oh, God, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Your word kept me. Your word grew me. Your word matured me. Anybody know that it's the word that's going to grow you up in the... It's going to grow you up in the Lord. It's the word of God. That's why some of us struggle from week to week to week, because all we're doing, we're getting a little bit of word on Sunday, a little bit of word on Wednesday, a little bit of word on Sunday, and we wonder why our growth is stifled. Oh, hallelujah. Because you don't water a plant once a week. You got to put in that word. You got to cultivate. And the word helps you cultivate. He said that sincere milk of the word that we grow by. He said, if so, be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. If you've been in the word, then you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. That's how you taste and see. You get in the word. The word is where you taste that the Lord is gracious. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. To whom coming? Speaking of Jesus. As unto a living stone. He was a living stone. Disallowed indeed of men. Men rejected him, but chosen of God. God chose him and precious. And then he says this in verse 5, you too, you are lively stones. Oh, hallelujah. You are lively stones. You are built up as a spiritual house. Oh, yes, Lord. We're all in this together. Come on, somebody. We're all in this together. We're built up as a house. Every stone needs the stone around it to hold it into place. We are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture. The scripture said, behold, I lay in Zion a chief corner stone, elect, precious. The reason I'm built different is because of what I'm built on. Oh, hallelujah. I'm built different because of what my foundation is beneath me. What I'm standing on is right. You see, the chief cornerstone was what the builders would call the foundational stone. And the foundational stone, the more perfect it was, the more the building would be perfect. Because if you start out out of whack, it may be a little bit out of whack. But by the time you get to the top, now you're in trouble, because it matters what you're built on. And whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And when the wind came and the storm came and the trouble came and the pain came, he withstood it. Why? Because he was built on the rock. Can I preach here for a little while? I'm built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I'm built different because of what I'm built on. What I'm standing on is good foundation. It is solid foundation. It is perfect. Somebody say perfect. It is perfect foundation. Yeah. You can build your house on money. And it may look good. And it may sound good. But when you get so high, you're going to be in trouble. You can build your house on power and position and success and recognition. But the problem with that is it's not perfect. And at some point, you will topple. The higher they are, the easier they fall. Because what I'm built on is not sure foundation. He said, if they don't hear these sayings of mine and they don't hearken to them, then they will be like a man that built his house on the sand. And when the wind came and the storm came and the trouble came, great was the destruction of that house. Why? Because of the foundation. Oh, hallelujah. You can't preach to me that you're built different if you're not built on Jesus. I'm built on the King of Kings. I'm built on the Lord of Lords. I'm built on the mighty God in Christ. I'm built on the sure foundation. I'm built on Jehovah Jireh. I'm built on Adonai Elohim El Shaddai. I'm built on some good foundation. Hey, I can take it. Why? Because of what I'm built on. I can handle it. Why? Because of what I'm built on. I can take it because of what I'm standing on. Hey, he's the rock of my salvation. Hey, when the world all around me is sinking sand, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand when I need a shelter and when I need a friend. I go to the rock. Anybody in the house built different because you're built on the rock? Thank all 17 of you. Hopefully by the time I get done here, you'll preach with me. If you preach with me, I'll preach good. If you don't preach with me, I'm going to preach long. All up to you. I'm preaching good either way. Y'all just determine the time frame in which I preach upon. It's contained in the scripture that I will lay a chief cornerstone, and he that believeth on this chief cornerstone shall not be confounded. You can't mess with somebody who's built on Jesus. That's why folks that's built on Jesus can come to church and shout in the middle of trouble. They can give in the middle of poverty. They can hope in the middle of hopelessness. Have peace in the storm. Why? Because I'm built different. Because of what I'm built on. I'm built on him. And I know he'll never leave me, never forsake me, never seen his seed begging bread, never give up on me. His promises are yea and amen. He ain't never told a lie. He's never lost a battle. I'm built. Woo. Give somebody a high five and tell them I'm built different. My offer of the Holy Ghost here, right here. Because I'm built on nothing less than Jesus Christ. Unto you, therefore, verse 7, unto you, therefore, which believe he is precious. You believe he's precious, but unto them which be disobedient. Now, the stone which the builders disallowed, they rejected it, the same is made head of the corner. I don't care if you like him or if you don't. He's still who he is. God is God, whether you believe in him or not. Ain't that good? You can say all you want to say, bring all the proof you want to bring, but I know too much about him for you to make me doubt him. He done brought me a mighty long way. He's already proved himself time and time again. He's the head of the corner. You can disallow it, you can reject it, but you can't change it. And the stone, verse 8, of stumbling, and the rock of offense. To some people, this stone is stumbling. Jesus is an offense to them. See, here he's talking about those Jews who Jesus made them stumble. They were offended at Jesus. The Bible says in verse 8, even to whom which stumble at the word. His word made them so mad. He said, Moses said this, but I say this. Oh, they didn't like that. You ain't gonna talk about Moses like that. Because we're built on Moses. We're built on the law. But he was giving them another foundation. Oh, hallelujah. They were so focused. They didn't understand that he was the true foundation. And they stumbled at that. The Bible says, them being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. They were disobedient unto what they were appointed to. They were Jews. They had the appointment. They were appointed to this. But I love the beginning of verse 9. He said, but ye are chosen. They were appointed, but ye are a chosen generation. He appointed y'all, but he chose me. Oh, hallelujah. That means he picked me out. That's what if you go look that word up, chosen, it means to be picked out. Oh, yeah. If he had to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up. If you're sitting in this room right now filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, you ought to be excited because you weren't appointed, baby. You were chosen. He came way down and picked you out. He picked you out of the litter. He picked you off the shelf. He saw you and he loved you and he picked you. Hey. I wasn't worthy. I didn't deserve it. I didn't have no credentials. I wasn't educated. I didn't have the past. But he chose me. I'm built different because he chose me. He picked me out of the lineup. He took me out of the crowd. I didn't deserve it, but he chose me. He chose me, but then after he chose me, he called me. Guess what he called me? He called me a royal priesthood. Ooh. Royal. Me? Don't put that on me. Royal? Yeah, royal. Yeah, he said royal, which means to be royal, to be kingly, or to be regal. That's fancy. Regal. Ain't nobody ever looked at me and said, "You look so regal." I thought regal was a Buick. That's my only observation of regal. You ever seen a Buick Regal? You ever been in a Buick Regal? Yep. Smell like old. That's all I heard. I didn't know I was regal. But God called me regal. Because God calls you from where you are to where he knows you will be. God never calls you what you are. He calls you what you'll be. Hey. He looked beyond my faults, and he saw my needs. I couldn't see it, but he saw the royalty in me. I couldn't see it, but he saw the king in me. Or is there anybody in the room that's excited that God saw the king in you, that God saw the queen in you, that God saw the prince in you, that God saw the princess in you? Before anybody else saw it, God saw it, and he called you a royal priesthood. Yeah, you are a royal priesthood, an office of priest, sanctified. You are part of a fraternity. That's what the Bible says. The commentators say that the word priesthood literally means a fraternal order of sacramental people who have been set aside for the work of the Lord. You're built different. You're not normal. That's why you can't sin right no more. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You try to sin and you feel weird when you're sinning. You don't even sound good trying to cuss no more. You don't lost your sauce. You don't lost that cussing sauce. If you still got that cussing sauce now, you might want to check your salvation. Yeah, because you've been called out. You've been built different. I'm different than everybody else. Why? Because I've been called into a fraternal order of people set aside for the work of God. That's why you're not going to find happiness in nothing else except what God has called you to do. Oh, hallelujah. Some of y'all got to get busy. The only way you're going to find peace in your mind is if you start working for the Lord and working in your fraternal order. Why? Because you are a kingly worker for the Lord. You are a kingly priest. You are a queenly priestess. God has called you out of darkness into his light. That's what he called you. Man, I'm different. I'm regal. I'm regal and I'm busy. I got something to do. Why are you talking like that? Because I'm a priest. Why are you walking like that? Because I'm a priest. He didn't say pastors and apostles and bishops. He said priest. That's everybody. Everybody. He said, you're a holy nation. Holy to be set aside for the work of the house of the Lord. Holy. Ceremonially cleaned. Yeah. That's what that word holy means. It means to be ceremonially cleaned. The priest would take the instruments that would help them facilitate the power and the presence of God, and they would ceremonially clean it for it. And when you were baptized in Jesus' name, baby, you were ceremonially clean, and you were clean for the use. Oh, hallelujah. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. You didn't even have to sing that song. When you went down in the name of Jesus, he set you aside for use. Y'all not hearing what I'm preaching right now. The reason you're built different is because God's got something for you to do. You ain't supposed to be sitting around here on a pew, taking up a spot, just warming up a place, coming to church on Sunday and checking off a box. God's got something for you to do. You've been ceremonially clean for use in the kingdom of God. What are you doing? That's why you can't fit in with everybody else. You can't fit in with everything else everybody else doing. That's why you got to pray about what you're about to do. You can't just do anything and can't just go anywhere. And you can't just be what you want to be because God has set you aside, baby. You're built different. Man, I wish somebody would hear what I'm preaching today. You're a holy nation and you are a peculiar people. You're peculiar. Peripoesis is the way you say that word. And I'm probably saying it wrong. Peripoesis. That's as close as I'm going to get right there. All right? Born and raised in North Carolina, and now I'm doing real good right now. Promise you. It means acquisition by extension. It means preservation. It means obtaining. It's where we get our word property. You see, you thought being peculiar meant you were supposed to be weird. I know some folks, the weirder they get, the closer they think they're to God. Don't look at them. Just keep looking at me. Just let's don't let them know that we know. You know, the weirder they get, the more spiritual they are. I'm so spiritual. You know, it's just I'm just different because I'm so spiritual. No, you're different because you're weird. Well, the Bible said I'm peculiar. Well, that's not what that word means. That word means that you are a preserve. You are property that has been set aside for a preserve. Anybody ever been on a nature preserve? Anybody ever heard of Yellowstone? That's a preserve. You just can't go out there and do what you want to do. You might like buffalo meat, but if you shoot a buffalo at Yellowstone, you're going to jail. That's a class one felony. Them lakes and them rivers in Yellowstone got all kind of fish and trout in them. But I tell you right now, if a game warden come out there and catch you with your fly rod in one of them lakes, you in trouble. They will pull a gun on you, cuz. They will take you to jail. And when you get out of jail, you're going to pay a big fine. Why? Because this is set aside. You can't do in here what you do over there. This is private property. Some of y'all are going to get this in a little bit. What I'm saying is that when God, you're built different because you're private property. The devil don't have no business coming up in your life messing with your stuff. I'm a preserve. He's preserved me. He set me aside. I'm different. Oh. I'm not trying to give you a big head. I'm not trying to make you think that you're better than nobody else. But baby, you better believe that you're different than everybody else. I'm a preserve. I'm set aside. You got to make sure you know what you're doing if you're coming up in here, because I have been set aside for God. I am God's property. He got some no trespassing signs out on me. Devil can't have his way up in my life. The only way the devil can get up in here is if I invite him up in here. But you ain't invited. This ain't your house. This ain't your marriage. These ain't your kids. God done set me aside. I am private property. I'm a peculiar people. I'm built different. I'm built different. Look at my fences, baby. I'm built different. There's a sign out there says, do not enter, because I'm a preserve. He preserved me. He sanctified me. He justified me, and he keeps me. Somebody shout, I'm built different. I'm not like everybody else, baby. I've been bought with a price. I'm a child of the King. I am a preserved person. He's watching over me. Woo. I'm private property. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because I'm private property over here. These fences have been electrified. Oh, yeah. Oh, I tried your servant Job, but every time I would try to get close to him, there were hedges around. Yeah, that's right, because Job is private property. You can't touch it. But if you put it... Maybe I'm built different. You just can't come up. You got to go get permission from God. And if you talking in my ear, all that means is you ain't got permission. You keep running your mouth. I know you can't touch me because God has a hedge around me. There's a hedge. I'm peculiar. There's a hedge. I'm property that belongs to the Lord. I'm not yours. I'm God's. You can't have me, devil. You can't have my family. You can't have my kids. You can't have my ministry. You can't have my future. You can't have my husband. You can't have my wife. I'm private property. There's a hedge around me. I belong to the King. I belong to the Most High God. I'm built different. I'm built different. I'm built different. He built me different. I'm not like everybody else. He called me to give him praises, and he called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. I'm living in the light now. I'm living in the light now. I'm living in the light now. I'm built different. That's why some of y'all can shout and you're in the middle of trouble and you're in the middle of trial and everybody else would be taking the back seat saying it's too much and it's too rough, but baby, I'm built different. When I'm in trouble, I go to the King. When I'm in trouble, I give him praises. When I'm going through, I give him glory because I'm built different. Devil tried to take some of y'all out. The devil's tried to ruin you, ruin your home and ruin your marriage, ruin your life and ruin your future, take away your calling and take away your destiny. But the devil is a lie. You're built different. You're built different. You can't have me, devil. I'm built different. Woo. Somebody take a moment and give God some praise in the house. I'm special. There's a hedge around my life. I'm private property. I'm peculiar. I belong to somebody. He got the deed to the property. It's his. He makes the rules. I just live here. My. I'm built different. My. Somebody just shouted the devil's face. Devil, you got to go because I'm built different. I belong to the King. You can't mess with me because I'm built different. I belong to the King.
Remain standing.
In life, there's always the unexplainable, the unpredictable. There's always the uncontrollable. I'm not always in control, but how I'm built dictates my response. Because God's still working on me. Here's the beautiful thing today. He's still building me. And he's building me differently. He's adjusting me. Watch what Paul says in Romans 8, 16 through 9, 16 through 19. I'm almost finished. He said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ. And so I get everything that Jesus has. I get everything that God has. I get everything because I'm an heir. Right? And so I get all the good, but I also get all the bad. Watch this. He said, if you're an heir, you will suffer with him. Because, you know, I'm guilty of it. We'll preach about the silver and the gold and the cattle on a thousand hill, but we don't preach about the cross. He said, if you're an heir, then this is a part of being the heir, is that you will suffer with him. But we'll suffer with him that we may also be glorified together. You see, my suffering is the building for the glorification that everybody will see one day. Watch what Paul says. He says this. He says, for I reckon, verse 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. It's building me. You see, let's go back to the beginning of the message. We watch LeBron play. And we watch his skill at his age. And we say, he's built different. But we're only seeing the game. We're seeing the glory. We have not seen the thousands upon thousands of shots that he's taken. The gym time, the hyperbaric chamber that he sleeps in. He don't smoke. He don't drink. He has a special diet. He lives a different lifestyle. We don't see the suffering. We see the glory. We see the end result of the building. We watch Tiger Woods beat the game of golf. He literally beat golf. People will never catch up to his records. It's impossible. He changed the game. But they interviewed him and they said, tell us about your practice time. He said, I hit 2,000 golf balls a day. They said, that's impossible. We tried to do the timing and there's no way. He said, my golf club touches a golf ball 2,000 times a day. Putting, chipping, short irons, long irons, drivers, 2,000 times a day. And before the reporter could comment on that, he said, and it's 1,000 on vacation. Vacation. So what he's saying is, when I'm working on a regular day, I'm hitting 2,000 golf balls. But when I'm off, when I'm resting, it's only 1,000. And we weren't there for that. We was just there for the trophies and the green jackets. And we were there for the highlight reel. That's all we saw. We didn't see all that. We watched Michael Phelps beat swimming. 18 gold medals. Blew the mind of the world. And people said he built different. He built it. Man, that dude is built different. He broke records that people said would never be broken. But in the post-interview, he talks about eating 14,000 calories a day during his training. 14,000 calories. He talks about the hours that he spends in the water. He knows the caloric rate of the temperature of the water against his body. He knows he has to eat triple and double because just being in the water at that temperature burns calories at a whole different rate. He understands it. We don't see that. We just see the plaques hanging around his neck. So this is what Paul's saying. Paul's saying, I'm being built differently. And what I reckon is this, is what I'm going through now that y'all can't see. What I'm facing now that would put most people in the hospital. What I'm facing now, most people would have quit, went home, gave up, walked away from God and walked away from the church. What I'm going through now, it cannot even be compared to the glory you're going to see. Hey, some of us just got to live long enough till the highlight reel comes out. Let me say it again. Some of us just got to stay in church long enough for the highlight reel to come out. You didn't see me when I was struggling. You didn't see me when I was working. You didn't see me when I was down here getting beat up. You didn't see me there. You saw me up there with the crown on and the gold and the jacket. That's where you saw me. But I remember. I remember when he was building on me. It wasn't comfortable. The nails, the saws, the cutting, the shaping. The prophet said, the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night. The prophet said, I was tired. And the word of the Lord came to me in the night, and it said, prophet, man of God, go down to the potter's house. Since I put on my robe, I stumbled with my little lamp. And in the middle of the night, I went down to the potter's house. And I looked through the window of the potter's house. And the potter was up in the middle of the night. was working on something. Pressure. He said, the prophet said, as he made the pot, as he made it, it became marred. There was a moment in the making that something happened to it. And so the potter, at the horrified sight of the prophet, the potter crushes it again. But the potter says, and from it makes anew. Some of us have been through the crush. Life marred us. But the marring was not the ending. The marring, turns out, was just the beginning of something new. As he began to make something new in me, and the potter began to develop. Watch how the potter puts the pressure in the right place. Oh, some of y'all feeling pressure in different places in your life. That may be just the potter just putting the pressure in the right place. Why? Because he's building you different. I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. There's a shifting, there's a making, there's a moving. Hear me. Can I tell you this? I'm going to be done. Stop giving the devil credit for pressure that God has put on you. Don't you dare give the devil one moment, one second, one inch in your life. Devil, this ain't, you may take credit for it, but God is using you to get me where I need to be. You're nothing but an instrument of my building process. You're just an instrument of my future. You're going to make me into what I need to be. You're going to turn me into what I need to be. There's a shifting in this house right now. There's a shifting and a shaping in the spirit realm, because God's building you differently. Somebody lift your hands right now and receive what God is speaking into your heart. This altar is open for anybody that would like to come and stand and say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, do a work in my life. Change me, shape me, build me, restore me, renew me, heal me.
We want to thank you again for joining us on the Truth Chapel podcast. May you have a blessed day and walk in the favor of the Lord.